Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English and to learn something new about America and Europe. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
This time we are talking about the American dream.
Marta, since you are not American, I'm curious to know your perception of the American dream.
I've always thought of it as the right to aspire and to pursue what makes you feel happy in life. The freedom to build up your future brick by brick through hard work and determination. Having the opportunity to somehow feel successful in your life. But why don't you give us some hints about the American dream?
Well, since the very beginning, when the first settlers came to the New World, the USA was founded on values and ideals like democracy, equality, justice, and liberty. Of course, sometimes there is a great distance from the ideals and the actual reality. I mean, everyday life is still harder for the poorest part of the population, even in a country based on the right of equality.
Those values still have deep roots in the American culture. There is this general feeling that you should be given a chance to pave your way, that your future could depend on your individual choices and not only on your social class, race, or family.
And this is what the Declaration of Independence stated, in fact, that all men are created equal and that they have inalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
The ideal was to create a country where everyone could express their talents, where everyone could get the merit for their work and perseverance.
Yes, and again, let me point out that it's just a promise of the possibility of prosperity and success. That doesn't mean that every single person achieves it. Not to mention nowadays with this difficult economic crisis we're facing worldwide.
Yeah, now those that believed the American dream to be only about getting money, goods, fame, and fortune must be thinking that the dream has turned into a nightmare.
Yeah, while the idea of the so-called American dream is far from being only materialistic, it's about improving your life and the society you live in. This is what James Adams wrote in 1931. The American dream is the dream of a land in which life should be better and richer and fuller for everyone, with opportunity for each according to ability or achievement. A dream of social order in which each man and each woman shall be able to attain the fullest stature of which they are innately capable, and be recognized by others for what they are, regardless of the fortuitous circumstances of birth or position.
And let me add that you can call it American dream or not, but it was the main reason for millions of people to move to the USA along the centuries. They came in search of a free, happy, and richer life.
All those immigrants leaving their families and taking the risk to cross the ocean came to the New World to seek justice, religious freedom, and economic opportunity. It's certainly a part of my family's history.
And all those immigrants were welcomed by the Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty is a real landmark. Marta, I know you wrote a song about her.
Yes, the title is Miss Liberty.
May we listen to it?
Sure, at the end of this episode. Now, there is something else really worth mentioning about the statue. The sonnet, entitled The New Colossus.
You're right. It was written by Emma Lazarus in 1883. And when visiting the statue, you can read this sonnet engraved on a bronze plaque. The most famous sentence is, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free."
Hey listeners, you can read the whole sonnet in the transcript of this episode. Don't miss it.
Marta, how about giving our listeners some vocabulary about dreams and ambitions?
Okay. How do you define the desired sought-after object?
It's your aim, your goal, your target.
And what about the verbs we use in this kind of context?
To pursue your dream, to make your dreams come true, to achieve your goal, to fulfill your ambitions, to accomplish.
Any idioms about ambitions and dreams?
Oh yeah, the sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. meaning there is no limit to your possibility of success. So dream big. For example, Marta, how many downloads do you think our podcast will get next month?
Who knows? The sky's the limit.
You got it. An idiom about effort and hard work in order to reach your target is blood, sweat, and tears. So, Marta, when we hit number 5 on the Podomatic language courses chart...
It was not due to luck. It was blood, sweat, and tears.
Well, I don't think either one of us actually shed blood during the making of this podcast.
Really.
Maybe some sweat, though.
Yeah.
And a few tears of joy when we hit number 5.
And let us not forget the over 10,000 listeners' downloads from around the world. Thank you, everyone. It's been a lot of work, but we had a lot of fun, too.
Is this episode almost over?
Yeah, almost. I'd love to quote a movie before we go, because I think it's a good example of what the American dream is like in the 21st century.
Oh, which one?
The Pursuit of Happiness by Gabriele Muccino.
Oh, is that the film starring Will Smith and his son?
Yes, and this is the quote I chose. The scene is a father, Will Smith, talking to his child. You got a dream, you gotta protect it. People can't do something themselves. They wanna tell you you can do it. If you want something, go get it, period.
Go get it, listeners, and good luck.
Thanks for listening. We await your comments, questions, and suggestions.
And come visit us on Facebook, podomatic.com, martainocenti.com, and iTunes. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. And remember to always read the transcripts.
And now...
your beautiful song about the Statue of Liberty, right?
Yes, enjoy. See you guys very soon.
Bye-bye.
My American friend.
Here I am. Walking down the streets, leaving my footprints on the sidewalks. In New York, I bought off a multi-ethnic place, the dawn of century to get the land of opportunities. It must be across the ocean, and now I look inside Miss Liberty's eyes. She holds up the torch and she lights up the fear that I'm trying to hide. Got my dreams in my pocket, Miss Liberty knows it. I take my chairs from Miss Liberty's hands. Here I am. A skyline on the top floor of New York. I bought off the army of the brave, and I know that I am here to stay. The light of opportunities. Believe me, across the ocean, and now I look inside Liberty's eyes. She holds up the torch and she lights up the fear that I'm trying to hide. Got my dreams in my pocket, Miss Liberty knows it. I take my chance from Miss Liberty's hands. Here I am. Here I am. The torch and she lights up the fear that I'm trying to hide. Got my dreams in my pocket, Miss Liberty knows it. I take my chance from Miss Liberty's hands. Here I am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.